Now to southern Iraq, NPR's Deborah Amos has been watching the voting in the largely Shiite Muslim city of Basra. Deborah, what's the day been like there?
Well, even as the polls opened this morning, people were already lining up. The voting centers were barricaded for protection, and you had to pass through at least three police checks. People got patted down on the way in. But that was somehow reassuring. People felt you could get in and get out alive. There's been lots of police presence on the streets down here. There were no cars out, so the town was quiet. You'd see kids playing football in the street and adults walking to the polling stations. It was very, very, very festive. People said this was like a feast day. Everybody had on their best Friday clothes. And I noticed that you would see three and four generations. There would be an 80-year-old great-grandpa, and little kids would come with their parents because everybody wanted to see. It's different here. After years of oppression in the South, this was the day for the majority Shiite Muslim community to make their voices heard. And so they wanted to do that. And when you talk to people on the line, they would say, you know, Saddam killed seven of my relatives. We met a colonel today who had been a prisoner of war in Iran for 17 years. He was released 1 week before the regime fell. And here he is online voting. So he was very, very thrilled to be where he was.
You've been talking to the voters in Basra. Can you get a sense at all of what the results might be?
I don't think that we will know, but I can tell you this, Leanne, it's been very surprising to be here and to see what mixed reactions there are. I think early on it was thought that the Shiites would vote as a majority. They would follow the lead of their clerics, and they would vote for what's called 169, the ballot number of a party that is, or a coalition that is led by a cleric. But you heard so many people here talking about the separation of politics and religion, people who said they wanted to vote Almani, which is Arabic for secular. And so I think that the voting results may be a surprise here. The religious parties may not do as well as many expected.
Deborah, Tom Gelton has a question for you.
Deb, you know, this whole election has been viewed so differently in the Shiite community than in the Sunni community, and yet what you just said is very interesting, that there's interest in the secular list. Do you nevertheless see this really as a Shia phenomenon that you've seen?
Tom, what you notice here is there are very separate realities in this country, and there's some danger in that. There were some concerns about something called Shia triumphalism, the idea that the tyranny of the majority, that so many voters are coming out in this part of the country, that they will dominate the assembly that's to write the Constitution. I think many politicians, Shias I talk to on the street, are concerned about that. They know that the Sunnis have to be part of Iraq, and so some of their excitement is tempered by, will that community participate? They know that Iraq can't go forward without all the communities together. This community has 25% Shias living here. I cannot tell you how they voted. I know that some of them are. But we will see how politicians handle those splits in the coming days when it's clear who won this election. The most interesting thing for me here has been the wide variety of discussions.
NPR's Deborah Amos in the southern Iraqi city of Basra. Tom, just one brief question to you again. We don't have a correspondent in northern Iraq. Do we know any results or any information that you've been able to glean there?
Well, Leanne, the Kurds of Iraq are, of course, heavily concentrated in the north, and they are every bit as enthusiastic about this election as the Shia are. Very high turnout in the Kurdish areas, and not a lot of violence.
NPR's national security correspondent, Tom Gelton.